Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Guess who?
Thank you.
This is Stephen Brittingham here from Hollywood and Beyond.
Good. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I know the voice.
Happy birthday.
I know.
Thank you.
What?
I was just saying thank you to him.
Oh, you're most welcome. I wanted to be sure and wish you a happy birthday, and I hope you had some fun today.
Yeah.
This is Stephen Brittingham from Hollywood and Beyond Podcast.
Oh, my God, Stephen, oh, my God, you have made my day. I wasn't expecting you because, you know, you're the busiest guy in the whole wide world.
Well,
and,
it was important to say hi.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I still want to interview you. Remember when we talked about that?
Sure, absolutely. You just let me know.
So I want to interview you so bad.
Well, thank you.
You interview everyone, so I want to put you in the little, little box that, you know, I'll interview people all in. So, yeah, so we need to work on that, by the way.
That
sounds good to me. Just let me know. And happy birthday, and I hope you get to enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of the show tonight.
Okay, thank you, Stephen.
All right. Well, good to talk to you again, and you take care. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. That? Amazing, wasn't it?
That's it was.
Yeah. So okay, for the audience that doesn't know, my birthday was yesterday, and Bobby was Wednesday. So, what did you do?
Nothing much. I just went out to lunch on Wednesday.
Did you have a good time?
Yes.
So where did you go?
I went to my restaurant to eat lunch on the border.
What did you order, by the way?
I ordered a chimichanga.
Did you get all your birthday presents yet?
Yeah.
Oh, we have another call, Bobby.
Who could be?
I don't know. Hello, you on the air? Hello?
Hello?
You on the... What?
I was just saying hello to the person.
Yeah, but the person not talking to us is it. The person hasn't said hello, right, Bobby?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. Well, you know, I can guess who that was, and you can too without thinking. You know.
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's see. So how was the weather for your birthday?
Hold on,
we have been on the call.
Okay.
Hi, you on the air with Bobby and Carly in a birthday bash. Please state your name and where are you calling from? Okay, fine. You know what? You know, I will tell you later. You know, I'm not going to make a big deal over that. I'm just going to ignore it.
Yes.
I'm telling me that's kind of grown up, right?
Yeah.
So what did you get for presents, like present-wise?
Well, I got a couple of gift cards, but I haven't gotten a...
Hold on, Bobby.
Or... Amazon Prime, yeah. I'm waiting for my Amazon card to come in.
Hello, you on the air with Bobby and Carly? Hello? So I'm, you know what, if you don't raise your hand when you call in, I'm not going to pick up. I'm done with this. You know, private numbers. No, I am, you know, done with that. So what were you doing? What were you saying?
Yeah, I got a couple of gift cards, but I'm just waiting to get an Amazon card from my mom so I can renew my membership for Prime.
So, wait, how many gift cards did you get?
I got, so far, three. I'm just waiting to get I wanted to get some more. And I got a Fitbit.
What did you get?
A Fitbit.
Oh, for the TV?
For me to work out.
Oh, okay. So I got a really nice handbag. And we do have another call. And until you wave your hand, I'm not taking you. Right, Bobby?
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, you know, it's all birthday baths, and it's all sun out, and, you know, we want to help, we want to, right, Bob?
That's right.
So how many Amazon gift cards did you get?
I'm supposed to get a $150 gift card, but I'm just waiting for the person to get back from COVID to deliver it to me.
Wait. How many gift cards with Amazon?
It was $150 in gift cards, so I can get a year of Prime membership.
You know, I got 2 Amazon gift cards, which I love. And you're going to be really, really proud of me. Oh, my God. I just hung up on a person that I think pressed 1. Okay. The person is back. So I should wait for, you know what? Hello, what's your name and what's you calling from? Hello, state your name and city and everything. Bye, Bobby.
Right.
You know, this is like, you know, if you want to listen to her, so listen to her later and stop harassing us.
Right.
No, did you, oh, we have another call. Oh, awesome. A1N, you're on the air with Bobby and Carly.
Hey, happy birthday, Carly. It's Ron Eckert.
Hey, Ron. Thank you.
Oh,
happy
gosh,
birthday to Carly.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, I hope you had a wonderful day yesterday, actually. And, and a wonderful day today.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you haven't been on in months, by the way. And we need to schedule an interview, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't been on in months, yeah.
Well, we could just, you know, talk about anything in the interview. You don't have to be promoting anything. You know, because you're so cute. That, you know, I'm the boss of the show. So I can do whatever I want. So, yes. So what, did you watch TV last night, by the way?
Did I watch? I can barely hear you.
Okay, did you watch the trial or whatever it was last night? Did you see it?
Oh, the January 6th. Is that what you, the January 6th stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Well, I tuned in. I sat there and got ready to, and then I fell asleep. I was so exhausted that I did not act. I totally intended to, but I fell asleep and I missed it. But my intentions were to watch it, but I slept through it. But go, Liz Cheney.
Yeah, because I watched some of it because I went out and to Red Robin, and I got home and I watched some of it. And today, people should be happy. Rudy Giuliani is in so much trouble right now. So I
thought
that might
make you. It's so sad what has happened to him. Yeah, he's gone from. He should have just quit while he was ahead. We loved him after 9/11, and now he's just a joke.
Yeah, and he's trying to get attention by going on the Masked Singer, as if that's going to get him out of trouble by going on a competition like that. I don't think this is the right way to win back the people, Mayor Giuliani.
Yeah,
well,
he's definitely.
You know, no, I was just saying it was a crazy day for it. It was. It felt like you know, now the men in this country can see what the women when you miss your shows, people. So, what are you doing this summer, by the way?
Oh, this summer?
Yes, because summer is.
Oh, this summer, I am building a bar, one of those backyard bars.
Really?
I have a sun deck, and it occurred to me that I'm white one day, and that, you know, maybe the sun's not the best thing for my skin. And so I'm covering my sun deck, and I'm creating one of those backyard bars. And it's a 24 by 24 space, and it's 11 feet high. And the name of the bar, because so we got in this competition. My friend Max entered us. He and I in this backyard bar competition, and I at first I was like, oh, I'm going to help you build a backyard bar, and I was all for it. And they said, no, we're not on the same. We're competitors. I'm going to build my backyard bar to compete against you. I'm like, well, Max, you're going to lose because I'm going to win this competition. And so. We entered, and I had to come up with a name for the bar. And so when we were kids, my Aunt Ruby from Arkansas would watch us. And if we weren't behaving, she would threaten us. And she would say, if yinz are going to act like babies, then Aunt Ruby's going to treat you like babies. So come over here so Aunt Ruby can give you some titty. And she'd come out after us and act like she was going to breastfeed us. And we'd scream and we'd run and we'd be like, no, we'll be good. No. So, anyway, the name of my backyard bar is Aunt Ruby's Titty because it always sounded like a good place to get a drink. And so there's the backyard bar. I've ordered all the structure. It's all going to be metal, and people are coming in 3 weeks to all put it all up. And so that's the whole story about the backyard bar and my friend Matt.
Oh my God.
And what I'm doing this summer.
I mean, but this summer is like, I feel like everyone, you know, feels like they have been ungrounded and they can take trips and everything, you know, but then it's so expensive. It's really,
well, right. It has, well, if you're planning trips now, maybe prepare. Yeah, if you're planning a trip now, prepare to pay. My dearest friend Joan is her children have taken her to Italy for the month of June, but they planned this a year ago, so they are traveling on dollars from a year ago. So they are absolutely fine. But if you're planning a trip now, you are going to pay.
Wow. That.
And by the way, Joan deserves every bit of it. She has always done nothing but save, and she has always wanted to give everything for her children. And her children have said, "Mom, we don't need your money. We want time with you." And that's how this trip to Italy came around.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't understand how the gas prices, even though I don't drive in America, can be really happy that I don't drive because I crashed into things. Yes, Ron, I've crashed into mailboxes, almost a garage. So, yes, you do not want me driving. Yes, but
yeah, well,
promise us we will get an interview in the next couple of months, because we want to interview you, right, Bobby?
That's right.
Yes.
Well, that would be great, Bobby. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, good to hear both
of you. Just remember, if you go out and lay in the sun, do not fall asleep. Because you might get burned to a crisp. I mean, I cannot.
I did. I went to a horse show Saturday.
What?
I got burned to a crisp Saturday. I went to a horse show. I started riding this horse at the Paddock Club, and I went at the LA Equestrian Center Saturday, and I didn't even think I was out in the sun that long. And Sunday, I was fried, and there are things scaling and flaking off my forehead that I didn't ever know could happen.
Well, I mean, I usually fall asleep in the sun. If I'm, like, reading a book, I will fall asleep, guaranteed. And
it feels so good. I can totally, I can feel it. It feels so good until you wake up and realize you've been burnt to a crisp.
Okay, I don't know if this will work. I don't know if this is a wise tale or what, but I would try oatmeal. And just put yourself in an oatmeal bath, and that might do some good.
Maybe. I did aloe vera.
Oh, Epsom salt, too. But be careful with Epsom salt, because someone, and I'm not saying who, needed Epsom salt because someone's back was killing her. And I put almost the whole thing of Epsom salt in the bathroom. And I got in really big trouble because I guess you have too much salt in your body after you do that or whatever. So do not do that, people. So, yes. No, yes, no. Are you still in pain, or are you
better? Actually, I thought it made me look better. I was like, oh, wow, look at that color. As a white person with no color, I was like, wow, look, suddenly there's color, even though it's flaking off.
turning
into a tan.
You know, it's really, you know, crazy. I think someone should really be with you when you go tanning outside or on the beach. Because it will happen. If you're alone, it will happen. People.
Oh, no, I was there. I was there with my trainer. I was there with, I was not alone at the horse show. There were plenty of people there that could have, at any time, any one of them could have said, hey, you're kind of white. Maybe you should put some sunblock on. But no one said a thing.
I agree with you. I mean, it's the same. You know, I mean, everything, like, new again. I mean, not new again, but after 2 years of not going anywhere, it was, like, crappy. So, yes. And so when can we
it's interesting. Yeah,
interview in the fall? Because we might take a hiatus in July just to, I thought Bobby was going somewhere in July. Oh, am I wrong, Bobby?
No, I already did it.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I'm going to be doing because after the injury of my life, and I still don't know what's wrong with me, Ron, by the way. And it's been, I don't think I told you this. I was in the hospital for 19 days.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Yeah. And they still don't know what's, causing this.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And that happened last August, August 19th. So I was in the hospital for Labor Day. And I saw a nurse
That's horrible.
Well, yeah. Oh, by the way, is it okay if I take your number and, text you so we can, set up an interview?
Absolutely.
Have a problem with that, right?
No, absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, because my cell phone had 2,000 pictures on it. And you guys, the iPhone, whatever iPhone right now is doing this to people, if you have over, 2,000 pictures, and it will crash on you. So please.
Oh. Well, that's why I got the one with the, I got a new, it's a, the 13, but it's got the most, because I didn't want that to happen, because that's what happened to me on my last phone, so I got the one that had the most memory, so I hope I'm protected, I don't know.
Well, and, I think, I think it is crazy. No, so 19 days in the hospital. But what I was going to ask you was, have you ever been in the hospital?
Never, ever. I've never been. Well, the day I was born, yeah.
I mean, I know you were born, but okay. But I'm talking about, broken bones or anything?
No. I've been in the emergency room for that kind of stuff, but never anything, never admitted to the hospital for anything beyond just, broken bones and that kind of stuff.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe, oh my, because I thought every guy in America usually did something stupid when they were little.
Of course.
And you
That's
never
how I broke the
book. So, yes.
Yeah, I usually broke, yeah, it was, so my family, so I broke my bones on rodeo horses. And the backstory of that is I wanted to play football in high school, but my parents said, no, football's too dangerous. We can't have you playing football. But high school rodeo is fine because everybody knows you can't get hurt doing rodeo. So, they would put me on Bronx and Bulls, but wouldn't let me play football. That's the family I grew up in.
I mean, that would, that in itself would freak me out, but, yeah, ambulance rides are fun, but it's kind of bumpy, and they would not put on the siren for me because, you had to be like a heart attack patient or something. So, I can't believe you never broken a bone. Great.
No, I did. I did break a bone, but it was in and out of the hospital. No, no stays. Never.
Wow. And so what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Let's see. I have a new horse that I've been riding, so that's been exciting and new. So this weekend I'm gonna just be at the barn a little bit. For the rest of the weekend, there's always stuff around my house that needs to be done. So I'll be, I have lots of little projects that I'm doing and preparing, for work on Monday. I'm going to be, I have, auditions next week that I'm preparing for, so that's probably what I should be working on more than anything.
Yes, we have to have you on in the fall. And do you have any jobs coming up? Anytime soon, or what's going on with that?
What was that?
What are you doing career-wise?
Career. Oh, yeah. Well, there's been tons of stuff that has come up and has been passed on. And just between you and me and the fence post, possibly Fran Drescher has a new sitcom coming up based on an Italian family, not a Jewish one, Italian New York family. But you didn't hear it from me, so.
That is, crazy. I mean, I think it's been like a crazy year, but you have to let us know when something is coming up because we will promote it like crazy.
Well, that's the, so there's the, So my friend Peter, Fran's ex-husband, and a few others in my close friends are they're working on the Broadway version of The Nanny. They're doing The Nanny the musical.
Really?
Yes. And
that will be awesome.
It is awesome. I've heard some of the jokes. The music is great. There's talk of Cardi B playing the nanny, but we'll see. And so, yeah, it's funny. It's great. I mean, people know what they're doing. They've been doing this forever, and they're just funny.
Wow.
They just got it. They just know. And there's also there's that. There's also the other sitcom I was mentioning about the Italian family. And there is I'm involved in production in I've just loaned money on it and made. I've actually written part of the presentation and have funded part of the package that's going to Netflix for another limited series that's it's in the. It's about a woman that was sex trafficked into the United States from Mexico. She was sent to prison for the murder of her abductor, which she did not do, and then she was released from prison. And then, so anyway, the whole story comes out after that. The working name so far is Santa Maria, and we're working with Guillermo Navarro, and it'll be on Netflix, and that's a really. Really great story, and he's going to do a great job of telling it.
Oh my God! So is it, going to come like all around America? I mean, is it going to be what's the word, Bobby? Are we going to be able to see it on Broadway?
The musical, Nanny the musical, absolutely, 100%. It's going to be on Broadway, 100%.
What I would give right now is just to go to New York. I mean, I love New York. But, before you go, I forgot to tell you what. One night I was just bored and I was just flipping stations because that's what I do. And you were on CSI Miami. So
yes, I was.
That
was.
Well, but you could have gotten
with Sean Combs.
Like
I was on
times.
CSI Miami with P. Diddy.
Yeah, no, like I was, I saw you, I'm like, okay, I got to tell Juan because he needs to know that maybe his payment is, going to come up, but yeah. And I saw Corral Damas, you were in too. So I was going for a run after night after seeing you on CSI, So I got the movie
on. That was a good job.
Amazon. So, yeah, it's on Amazon Prime, everyone. Everything You want is on Amazon Prime, or Hulu, or Netflix. So, yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But,
I don't even know
thank
where
you
that
for calling in. And,
my pleasure. Happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Yeah, and you too, Bobby.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you, I will text you, so don't worry. I won't be your friend.
Please, yeah. I look forward to it. So have a great show, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Night.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
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 That was one echoed. I appreciate what you did, Bobby. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Did tell you later. So yes, we have private number, but. Hello, you're on the air with us. We just got done talking to Vaughn. Echoed. And I did it myself. You know, you and I both did the birthday stuff that you're doing.
Yes.
We kind of did it all, didn't we, Bob?
Yes. We did.
So, what do you think of, last night, did you watch it all the...
I decided not to pay attention to it. I'm feeling that it might interrupt some of the daytime programming as far as the soaps go next week, because I'm not too sure if the CBS game shows are going to still be doing new episodes or they're on summer hiatus, but I have a feeling that it might interfere with just the daytime shows.
Wow. You know, it's been like one of those days that you know what? Having Steven call was awesome. So who do you think is gonna call next?
I don't know. I'm hoping that we will have somebody call in soon.
You know who I think the next person might be?
J.A. Peck might be next.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, you know, I mean, my TV husband, to call in, you know, I adore my TV husband so much that I end up dreaming that, okay, figure out this dream, Bobby, for me, okay. I was in the hospital again, the same room I was when I was in the hospital. And then suddenly, all these soap doctors You know, what's in there? Like Patrick from Zeno Hospital, Gonzo from Trabzon MD, all these ones, right? And of course, Jay Eddy, because he was, on All My Children as Dr. Jake. So here I'm dreaming about it. And I wake up and I think I thought it was real. Yeah. So what do you make of that, Bobby?
Well, that was a good dream. I figured that was a good dream that you had when you was in the hospital.
Well, I guess when we wait, okay, we won't be on next weekend because next weekend, I believe, yes, next we, Sunday is, Father's Day, and, so, yes. You know, so we won't have a show next week. And then, the Daytime Emmys, you know, are coming. And, Bobby, what do you think of the Daytime Emmys?
That'll be next Friday. That'll be the 24th.
Okay, right now, we all in, okay? Hold on. You know, so the Daytime Emmy Awards are on June 24th. And everyone, it will be on CBS, and by and if you have Prime, and you forget to record it or something, you can see it on Paramount Plus. And you know, I have that, and it's a really good price. And did you have it, Bobby?
I'm trying to get Amazon Prime renewed for me.
No, I was asking if you had
Paramount Plus.
When you go, do you have Amazon? You know. Amazon Prime and stuff, did you have it?
Right now I'm trying to get it renewed.
So, you have Prime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is, some really good free movies you can see on there.
I know.
So, yeah, and I have, like, Christine Knows Best. And you watch that, too, right?
No, I don't watch reality shows. Cause...
Okay, I've been wanting to say this, and since it's just me and you, I love that show so much. I don't believe this is a setup. This is a witch hunt. If I've ever seen one, it's a really bad witch hunt for their family. This was a business partner. Let's see who this is. Hello, you on the air? Okay, well, you're not on the air anymore. So, Bobby, talk. I'm always talking. I'm going to let you talk.
Okay. I don't know what to say. Because where is... want to talk, might as well just speak up or not call in.
Yeah, call in to our birthday show. Next year, why don't we try having maybe a 5? And how early? Maybe we get it too late. What do you think, Bobby?
Oh, I'm thinking we might have done it right, but you might be right.
No, yeah, it's Friday night. And... I love the weekends, don't you?
Yeah.
Hold on for a second.
Thank you for calling Ameriplan USA. If you are a provider calling for member verification, please access our website.
Oh, my God. That was like
robocall.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Ameriplan USA. If you are a provider calling for member verification, please ask.
Weird. All I get is spam calls on my cell phone. I'm sick of it. On you, Bobby, did you get scam calls on you phone or
yeah.
Oh, do you not get
scam
calls?
I use the app to get rid of the robocalls or block them.
Well, I agree with you. I totally agree with you on this. So, we are not giving up. We have a half an hour more to go. And, okay, what am I doing this weekend? Well, like always, Colby has dental hospital to catch up on. All the subs really I need to catch up on. I need to catch up on a lot of other shows. Grey's Anatomy, what do you think of, because I haven't watched it, but you watched Grey's Anatomy, right?
I don't watch Grey's.
I love Grey's Anatomy. So let's see, anyone is still, why are we not getting any calls this year, why?
don't know.
We've been nice to everyone this year, haven't we? I mean, yes. This was Christmas. You know, we were, you know, if this was Christmas, you know, we would be better. So what did you have for dinner?
I had pizza.
From where?
Little Caesars.
You know, I do not.
Hello?
I do not get, why people like Little Caesars, but, so what did you get from them?
Actually, had it as a little bit of a birthday celebration because I had pizza and cupcakes and a drink.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that reminds me. Oh, my God. My aunt brought me cupcakes and brownies and a handbag and, an Amazon card. I haven't eaten yet. So will the pizza last you through the weekend?
I think we ate it all tonight. We ate it all tonight. But I don't know what I'm going to probably get this weekend. I might go to Red Robin to get my free burger.
Well, I mean, okay, so where have you been so far for restaurants for your free birthday stuff? Where have you gone so far?
Well, I went to Starbucks to get a free coffee. I went to Denny's to get a free breakfast.
Okay. How about you did go to Starbucks, right?
Yes.
You know, what did you get at Starbucks this time?
I got a chocolate cold brew coffee. Chocolate cold brew.
Oh, my. You know, that, what I love at Starbucks is a hot chocolate with whipped cream and a dash of vanilla and a dash of mocha. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and then they put the chocolate on top. And then they put a few chocolate chips. Oh, my God. Bobby, you got to try it.
I'll try it when it comes back during the winter. Because right now it's summer and I'd rather get the cold stuff. And I'll just wait till it gets a little bit cold.
Well, I mean, isn't it like when is a birthday? It's like, you know, we get the best food and cupcakes and everything. So. Yeah, why can't someone call in? Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, because I feel like, you know, we picked the wrong Friday night.
Chat.
do it?
Here's
your reminder. Shower.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I hear a noise in the background?
Oh, that was my Alexa going off and reminding me.
Oh. So, okay, I still don't get how you can wake up so early, but do you work tomorrow? That's one of my questions. Or are you off on the weekend?
I can't find anybody to take me in to drive me to and from work, so they told me to get the day off.
So where are you going again?
I'm probably going to get Red Robin next.
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah. I think I'm going to sleep in tomorrow because I feel asleep at 5 a.m. And I woke up at like 9 and 4 hours of sleep is, like, for me, really hard. Is this one of those things where, you wonder why things are the way they are? Do you ever wonder why things are the way they are? Bobby?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm asking you. It's crazy. So what do you think about General Hospital so far?
Well, I haven't been able to catch up with it since last we talked.
Let's see. I love the Angels, and I am so sick of the Nina. Okay, Bobby, do you like Nina?
No.
Okay, good. You know what would happen if you said yes?
You would kill me.
It would not have been a good April. So what do you think so far of what's going on with that? When Willow took the stand, she was great. Carly gets blamed for everything. And, but Willow said she doesn't want to know who Brooke's mother is. I say let her go. Will you want to know if you were related to Neil and Nina? Bobby, would you want to know that?
I would be interested, but I don't think this would be a good idea because when Neil was trouble, and I have a feeling that Nina's just asking for trouble if she found out the truth.
I love the way everything is going on the show. People can, say whatever they want about the Ace, But, you know, I know there's not going to be a Drew and Carly hookup. I mean, Carlson will end up in game. What do you think, Bobby?
I don't think that's going to happen.
You know, and my favorite part of last week, or the week before, when Britt was really drunk. She was just beyond drunk. Did you see that yet?
No.
Bobby, did you see that yet?
Well, I gotta check it out.
Okay, so what did you think of, you know, then Britt falls in the swimming pool. And I love the swimming pool. I love that they put that in. What do you think, Bobby?
Yeah. I like it, too.
What was I going to ask you? Okay, if you were on a desert island, Bobby, and you can only take four items and three people with you, who would it be? So, pick out your items first.
Probably my phone, my iPod, and my laptop.
Wait, what was the other one?
Laptop.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, me? Okay, I will bring 2,000 cases of Sprite. You know, because then I will, you know, be thirsty. Okay. Number two, I will bring my tea and my tea bowl. Number three, I will bring my pillow. And I know people, you probably wondered, let's see who this is. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. No. So, what was I saying? Yes, I know people are probably looking at me because, you know, I don't like the guy now. I really don't like the My Pillow guy because he's a trumper. But the pillow is so soft. And I wish I had that in the hospital, you know, but, you know. Have you ever been in the hospital, Bobby?
No.
What?
I mean, I've been in the hospital overnight, where...
But did you have to stay overnight, or...
No.
Okay,
just to be institutionalized for a little bit of for a behavior problem, but I'm better now.
Well, I don't mind, you know, like, you know, people think when you go to the hospital, you get this break. But no, they wake you up so early. And, for like blood drawn or anything. Okay, so we are going to end the show in 20 minutes. Don't you think it's a good idea? I don't think I was thinking that we could be on for another hour, but I don't think it would do any good to you.
No.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we just messed up this year. And you know what? Number one, I give great interviews. Number two, if I don't like something or someone, I don't hide it. You know, I don't hide it. I don't say, oh, it's okay, blah, 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 blah. Bobby, you all get what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
And if you ever cross me, you don't want to be on my bad side at all. And Bobby has never been on my bad side at all.
No.
It's like, you know, being on Colin's bad side is, you know, being on Colin's bad side is not, it's not good. It's really not good. Right? I mean, it's not a good place to be.
I agree.
You know, I can't believe my husband is like 20 minutes left. And, you know, I'm like waiting on my husband, my TV husband, and Colin. And I'm still, Zayeti has a really good excuse. You know, maybe he got a flat tire. Are you going to go see the new Top Gun movie, Bobby?
I'm probably going to check to see that soon. I'm just waiting to see the first one.
You know what? For me, I can't see it. For me, knowing that Tom Cruise is in Scientology and why he put Katie Holmes through, and he won't see his daughter. You know, I cannot get past, you know, you know, I don't know if I can see it. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Tom Cruise was one of my favorite actors growing up. But when you start jumping on the couch, on Oprah, you're going to lose, and you're going to lose women when they say that you cannot be on antidepressant if you are depressed. He, Scientology doesn't believe in mental health. And I've heard so many sad stories of they never could get the help because of this. And Shirley Preston, gone to Warner wife, has breast cancer. And she couldn't get treatment because Scientology wouldn't allow, you know. And if she was the one and got it done, because I have to schedule my mammogram thinking about that. Yes, you are glad you're a guy, Bobby. But no, Bobby, there's one thing you have to do and you won't like it. You want me to tell you?
A colostomy.
Have you had one yet?
No.
How old are you?
47.
Okay, I'm 46 today. Yesterday. Okay. Do you have like a any family history of colon cancer or breast cancer or anything like that?
No.
Okay, but even if you don't, it's a really good idea to get sucked out. And you know, the only bad part of it is the prep. You are constantly going to the bathroom. But then when you get to the hospital, they give you the slot, and you are in twilight. And twilight means you have to wake, but you have to sleep, but you don't feel what they are doing. So, Bobby, would you please make an appointment so I won't have to worry about you?
Okay.
I mean, in my family, we have, on my dad's side, colon cancer really went through it. So, and I wish it didn't, but it does. So, you have to be aware of, what, you can and cannot do. And I am proud of myself today because I was able to walk, take a walk, and for my my apartment down the hallway twice. So I did it twice. So I'm really proud of myself. I know it's going to take a lot of work for me to get back to where I was, but they don't know what is causing my pain, Bobby. They don't know. Now, I've been dealing with this since August 19. No, most of last year, March 29. So I've been dealing with this. So, Bobby, if you ever get, a broken rib, well, there's nothing you can do for broken rib. But there are so many things you can do, for if you ever get a broken rib, but you don't want to book him up. Hello, where are you calling from? Are you calling from Florida? Wow. You blocked your number. Wow. Goodbye. No, Block Talk, I can't find. I'm going to reach this weekend. How to block people on Blog Talk, because I want to ban people. Hello, welcome to Colby and Bobby's birthday. Hello. See Bobby? Okay, send this out for stage. What is your favorite song?
Oh, I don't know. There's all kinds of songs I like.
Okay, pick one or two.
Probably anything by Whitney Houston.
Okay. All right, everyone. Well, so let's see. Whitney Houston, do you want, I have nothing. I want to dance.
I want to dance on that song.
Which one?
I want to dance.
Okay, Hugh, I want to dance with someone. It's Bobby's birthday thing. Here it is.
A Lifetime original movie ripped from the Thank you.
Okay, everyone, my song,
raise your hand if you ever feel,
my song, I was thinking about it, and thinking about it, and thinking about it, and this Brian, people, you like him, Bobby?
Yeah, he's okay.
He's okay, oh my gosh. He is hot. Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. We need this.
Okay, well, I couldn't pick, like, this look, you know, because, you know, I don't want all my other people, well, one of my favorites, and is now in a duet, is Lost in Your Eyes. With Zoe McIntyre. Here it is. Lost in Your Eyes.
Just you know.
Bobby, what do you think of the duet? You know, they moved it to the duet film. How did you like it?
That was great.
Okay, well, you guys, you know what? It's been a crazy 2 days, 3 days, right, Bobby? Are you headed to bed or are you staying up?
Well, I'm probably going to stay up a little bit longer, so at least 12 nights.
Oh, I know. Okay, well, everyone, enjoy the weekend. Everyone, enjoy the view. And everyone, this is take a little time and watch what really happened on January 6th. And also, the Christians did not do this. Go look at all the interviews like I have. They did not. They're the witch hunt. So, everyone, thank you for calling in, Stephen and Juan and Bobby and I. So, have a great weekend.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.